Welcome back to Oil Barons Hockey on Country 93.3, where the Mobs skate to a 7-4 win here this evening against Sherwood Park. Tom, you make it 8 in a row here, and a big game once again where the offense was there, but maybe defensively a couple lapses on the back end.
I would agree with you. What did you think?
I thought Pelosier was a little shaky in the first and on that third one.
Okay. And I thought he came up with two crucial saves in the first period. It was a 2-1-0 and then a semi breakaway that he stopped. Listen, it's tough because I don't think it was our best effort. I think that, you know, we could have been a lot better. We had some blown coverages. Thought that we overhandled the puck. But like you said, I thought that, you know, when we had opportunities, we buried them, and that's a sign of a good team. I mean, the two goals that Coxey scored. The one was a breakaway where he gets the rebound, but the second one where he just hammered it from the slot. I mean, that's a goal scorer's goal. So didn't like the first period. Thought that we were better in the second. They did a great job of throwing the puck cross ice and isolating and then tapping to middle with speed. And I thought that we were maybe a little bit slow on our rotation. And our weak side defenseman got caught wide a little bit too much for our liking, something that we have been working on. But listen, anytime that you can come in to show Bark and get points, I mean, you got to take a positive out of that. We said last weekend that, you know, once you win that first game on a road trip, you're setting yourself up for something special. The onus on the players is to make sure that we get a better effort tomorrow, because we'll need it, and then we need our best effort on Sunday. But I like the fact that now when we go into the room and I can just ask the boys, okay, what do we think? And they're honest and they're, you know, realistic about, you know, what today's effort was like versus the outcome.
A little bit of a scary moment at the start of the first period. Jack Hanley gets ridden hard into the boards, and then he comes back and gets 3 straight points for you. That line of Hanley, Cox, and Ralph has been, I think, arguably one of the best in the league so far this season. Just from your viewpoint, why are they clicking so well?
Well, if it's going to take that, I'll run Hanley in warm-up. I'll lace him up. But for the first 4 goals, well, they scored the first 3 goals. We were fortunate that they were going, because we didn't really get a ton of offense from other lines. And then, you know, we sort of broke through in the third period. You know what? You just have 3 special players for this level. These are guys. You've got Brandon Ralph, who's a 20-year-old that's been at a higher level. He brings the leadership and just the intelligence. And I think the other 2 guys are just coming in their own. And I keep saying this, the fact that they're only 18 years old. But they're finding their niche. They're finding, you know, what they're good at. I mean, they had 2 or 3 other chances. I mean, in the third period there, when Coxey, you know, raced down the puck and he backhand passed it, you know, Hammer was wide open. And that was a little bit easier. You know, Hammer probably would have scored again. But they're just a group that, you know, it's the finer points. They get pucks to the net. Good things happen. And, you know, if it wasn't for them today, you know, we could have been in trouble in the first period.
Your defense group of Kyler Newman and Jaden Panu, these guys have, I think, much improved since the start of the year, and they continue to be a great shutdown pairing. You throw them out on the ice. You mentioned it before with the goaltender pulled. It's like a penalty kill. They're 2 of your best penalty killers. You put them out. I think Kyler Newman, I think I counted, he has probably 8 blocked shots tonight. That guy just gets in front of everything.
Yeah, and that's, again, we talk about it in the room where guys don't care what they need to do in order for the team to have success, whether it's blocking a shot, whether it's to chip a puck out. You know, it's all the little things. And those block shots, it's a stat that we keep because we understand that, you know, those are the little things that, you know, good teams will do in order to separate themselves from so-so teams. And those 2 guys played great. Thought we overhandled puck. I don't want to be mean, but I thought in the first period we could have handed out red capes because we, you know, we were just watching their forward just blow by us. But we got better. Those 2 young guys, when you can throw them into those key situations now, I mean, that's going to be so valuable for us moving forward.
You changed up your lines on Sunday and you stuck with them here today. Will Conley finds the back of the net for the second game in a row, and then on the empty net, Shane Frazier gets out of his goal scoring slump, and Brett Edwards finds the back of the net. I know it's an empty netter, but that's got to feel good for those guys.
You still got to hit that empty net, right? I don't know whether even Eddie knew that it was an empty net, but yeah, the thing that we have to be careful with now is I'm proud of our team. I really like the way that we're playing, and we've done things the right way. We're working hard, and, you know, in order to have success, sometimes you get to a certain point where certain players will lose that sight of what they did in order for the team to have success, and then you have guys that fall off the page because they're worried about points. At the end of the day, we don't care about that. If our team is going to get better, we have to understand what makes us successful. What makes us successful right now is to make sure that we pursue the puck, that we're there on forecheck, that we finish hits. We talk about, you don't have to run guys over. But if you can separate a guy from a puck, you've done your job. Now, what's happening is the more success we have and the more wins we get, the more guys are saying, hey, you know what? I gotta get some more points. You know, I gotta, maybe I'll take a shortcut here. And that's not what good teams do. So the challenge for our group right now is to you know, realize what we need to do, and we need everybody in on the same page. When we have guys turning the page, that's when it's tough. And you know, we did sit some guys down for some shifts today, just because you know, we can't take shortcuts. The road to success has no shortcuts on it. It's a long, it's an ugly, it's a hard road. But once we get 20 guys believing that, you know, that's the right path, you know, I think that we've got a very good team in that dressing room.
Now, you're up against a team there in the Crusaders with a couple of veteran players, and one of them is the big Tyler Malpe. He's very strong on the puck. I thought your defense, for the most part, did a good job, even though they were maybe 40 pounds lighter than him, still battling in the corner and trying to at least keep him to the outside, but he did break through a couple times on your play.
He did. He was a little bit more dangerous today than what he was last week, but that's one of those situations where, as a defender on a big player, you have to understand, okay, what are his strengths, and that's obviously just his physical strength. So what do I possess that can neutralize his strength? And that's maybe a better stick position, forcing him to go the long way, making sure we can keep him to the outside. And I thought that, you know, for the most part, our guys did a good job. He's a very good player, one of the elite players in our league. You know, he had over 40 goals last year, and he's on pace this year for the same. So for our guys to neutralize that, give them some credit as well.
Tom, the road doesn't get any easier. A very good Whitecourt team you'll see tomorrow night in Whitecourt for the first time. How do you keep this momentum going, and what are you expecting from the Wolverines?
Well, obviously watching tape of them through the week is their defense is so mobile, and they love to get into the rush. Guys like, you know, their captain, also the captain is a forward, but, you know, Nick Quillen is a guy that just loves to get up into the rush. So, you know, we'll have other challenges. We'll have a video package ready and a scouting report. But they're a team that's dynamic up front. They returned a lot of their, you know, leading scorers from last year. They've added Morgan Messenger, Mitch Lipon, and guys like that. So, I mean, they're a dynamic team. It should be a great test for us. It's a difficult building to play in. It's an old barn. So I'm excited to see, you know, what Oilburn team shows up tomorrow.
Tom, thanks for this, and enjoy the win tonight.
Thank you.
Tom Kett.